Good morning. Our question today is a very important question when it comes to the Isser of eating and drinking in shul. How about Suda Shlishis? Come Shabbos, many shuls, in particular in Chutz La'aretz, they have Suda Shlishis in shul. So you have Mincha and Shabbos, and everyone goes to another room, if there is another room, and eats Suda Shlishis. But if there is not another room, are you permitted to set the tables in the shul itself and eat the Suda Shlishis? So in fact, there's a Yerushalmi in Psachim that asks the following question. Do you need to do bedikas chametz in shuls and bate medrash? Why would we have chametz in shuls and bate medrash? Because according to one girsa, two girsos are brought in that Gemara. One girsa is as follows. Because they ate in the shuls on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So we see based on that, that clearly it would be permitted to eat in a shul on Shabbos, especially Suda Shlishis. It's a mitzvah. So based on that girsa, no problem. It's the second girsa that causes the problem that why would we need a bedikas chametz in shuls and bate medrash? Because when they had a seuda for the ibur shana, when they would intercalate and add a second adar, a first adar into the year, then they would have a quasi seuda. The Magen Avraham, according to him, says it wasn't such a festive seuda with a lot of shichrus. There was an alcohol and stuff. They had simply bread and kidneys, and they had some other beans and stuff. That's what it was limited to. So the second girsa in the Yerushalmi is talking about a tamer seuda, not extravagant, no shichrus, no kalas nosh, no levity. And that was when they had the suda for an ibur shana and for Rosh Chodesh. So based on this second gear, so we would not be permitted apparently to have a suda shlishis in the shul. So lemaisa, there are those who are machmir on this, and we can learn that from a Tosfos. Tosfos discusses the situation. It's a Gemara in Psachim that it says there that they would indeed have the guests eating in the shul, eating and drinking and sleeping in the shul. So Tosfos says, how is that possible? You can't be eating and drinking and sleeping in the shul. So Tosfos answers that it wasn't in the shul that the guests used to eat and drink, but it was in a room adjacent to the shul. Not in the shul, you're not allowed to, but it was in a room adjacent to the shul. So we see from that answer of Tosfos that he's saying that they didn't eat in the shul, but they ate adjacent to the shul, and this is talking about a Shabbos, and Tosfos did not answer, it's not a problem eating in the shul because it's a su'udah for Shabbos, it's the Torah mitzvah, not a problem. Tosfos did not accept that. He did not bring that as the answer. So we see based on this Tosfos that it is insufficient a reason to say it's the Torah mitzvah to be able to eat a su'udah of Shabbos in a shul. In fact, the Tshuvas Hartzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, says, he discusses this, can you have a Suda Shlishis in the shul? And he says, no. And he brings the Magen Avraham, who says that Ibur Shana, Suda for the Ibur Shana that we mentioned before, there's no kalasros, there's no levity. Why? Because they had very tame meals. They had bread, they had kidneys, but that was it. So we see there that the meals that were permitted when it was a Suda's mitzvah in a shul is if it was a proper meal, but there was no shichros. People weren't eating, drinking alcohol. There wasn't levity involved in it. In those situations, it's permitted. But even if you have something that is called a sudas mitzvah, even if you have something that's a suda that's for the need, the tzorach nabeis hakinesis, but it's a large extravagant, or even it's not large, but there's levity associated with it, or there's alcohol involved, says the Hartzvi, it's not permitted to have it in the shul, and he puts the suda shlishis in the same category that it should not be eaten in the shul. So that is the view of those who are machmir, no suda shlishis in the shul, not permitted. On the other hand, there are those who are lenient, and in fact, we see the Ora Zeruah brings this leniency. Two different reasons. Number one is that the Bate Knesses in Bavel, they were al tanai hemasuim, that this applies to shuls and chutzlars when they make a tanai condition that they are permitted to eat in them, and that's made at the time that they built the shul. It is indeed permitted to use that shul or the base medrash for their personal needs, as long as it's not disgraceful. But for eating and drinking in the shul, it would be permitted. But that only applies to chutz la'aretz, not to shuls in Eretz Yisrael. You cannot build a shul, according to many opinions, in Eretz Yisrael, even with a condition. That doesn't help. You can't eat in the shul. So we're left with the next rationale, that is, it's the su'udas mitzvah. If you have a su'udas mitzvah, then indeed it would be permitted. This is not like the Hartzvi, not like the Magen Avraham that we brought. In fact, the Sefer Hamani brings this rationale to be lenient. Suda Shabbos, if you have a Suda on Shabbos, shehi Suda's mitzvah, it's a Suda's mitzvah. Mutar le'achol b'em, it's permitted to eat those in shuls and Bate Medrash, it would not indeed be a problem. He brings this rationale. It's a Torah mitzvah. It would indeed be permitted. Rav Moshe Feinstein, we're going to jump forward to our generations, the prior generation. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked this question, is it permitted to have a Suda Shlishis in the shul? And he says it's Letzorach Mitzvah Ketzas. It's Letzorach of a mitzvah, not a huge mitzvah. Why is it like a little bit of a need of a mitzvah? Why not a big need of a mitzvah? So he says as follows, to eat, Letzorach Mitzvah Ketzas, like the example. For example, to eat Suda Shlishis on Shabbos, why is there not a big need to eat it? It's a big mitzvah, because you can eat at home. So what's the big need to have it in shul? It's a small need. It's more convenient for people, but it's not an urgency. People can go home and suda shlishis. Nonetheless, he says, we are no heg in almost all places to permit it, because even though it's not letzorach mitzvah gadol, it's letzorach mitzvah ketzas, there's a somewhat of a need, it would indeed be permitted. And the Tshuvas Yechavidas, now talking about Eretz Yisrael, says it's mutter to have a suda shlishis in a shul, in particular, if they're going to be saying Divrei Torah in Halacha and Agada, indeed it would be permitted Sudas Mitzvah. And Rav Moshe Sternbach brings a similar concept, a little bit different. He says Sudas Shlishis, that if you don't have it in shul, it could be that people are going to go away, they're going to go elsewhere. Lit Pazer im lo yasu bebeis hagenes, maybe they're going to not eat Sudas Shlishis, or maybe they're not going to come back from Arab. So in order to ensure people are eating the Suda Shlishis, people are going to have the Marav. Im lo yasus bebeis haKnesses, if you don't have it in the shul, you can have a problem. So accordingly, people come together to sing, and they sing Zmiras, and to hear Divrei Torah. He says as follows, Yesh bazet sorech, there is a need, v'shapir yitiru, and chazal, and it, the poskim indeed permitted it. So we see there that when it comes to Suda Shlishis and Sul, there are those who are machmir, it would not be permitted. But we see that many poskim indeed are lenient, either if it's a chutz laretz because there's a tanai. If there's a tanai, you can eat in the shuls. Or more relevant also in Eretz Yisrael, if it's considered a Sudas mitzvah, then it would be permitted, especially if we're having Divrei Torah and Zmiras at the meal, and there's not Shichrus, there's no levity, then it would be, based on these poskim, permitted to have the Sudas Shlishis in the shul itself, when we don't have another option.